top stories on ABC News. A man has been sentenced to more than 10 years in jail for killing a heart surgeon in a one-punch attack at a hospital in Melbourne's east. Joseph Ismaili was found guilty of the manslaughter of Dr. Patrick Pritzwald Stegman in 2017 after the surgeon told Ismaili to stop smoking in a non-smoking area. Mr. Ismaili is ordered to serve a minimum of 10 years in prison under Victoria's new mandatory one-punch sentencing laws. The High Court has ruled new Queensland laws banning political donations from property developers are valid. The former LNP President Gary Spence challenged the Queensland law, saying it breached the implied right of political communication in the Constitution. The High Court has not delivered reasons for its ruling, but has issued the orders in time to give certainty to those involved in the federal election campaign. The Shadow Finance Minister Jim Chalmers has confirmed Federal Labor will increase taxes on superannuation contributions if it wins the election. Mr. Chalmers says Labor leader Bill Shorten misheard a question when he told reporters that the opposition won't increase taxes. He says the opposition leader ruled out any increase beyond the changes announced in 2016, which are expected to raise around $30 billion over a decade. And the French President Emmanuel Macron says he intends to rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral within 5 years. A large section of the 850-year-old Paris landmark was destroyed by fire yesterday. Its roof and spire collapsed. The firefighters managed to save the cathedral's main stone structure. Major French corporations have already pledged hundreds of millions of dollars to a restoration fund.